great day, amazing humans. Yes, welcome to the Own Your Thrive podcast and Empowered in My Skin production. My name is Nkechi Nwafor Robinson, and I am founder and CEO of Empowered in My Skin, an experienced technology executive at one of Canada's largest financial institutions, an author, an International Federation of Bodybuilding Pro Athlete, an inspirational speaker, and most recently, a viral sensation after my You Matter speech hit over 3 million views worldwide. This show is all about thriving, and I will be bringing on some amazing humans that own their thrive to help you figure out how you too can own yours. So please leave a review on whatever medium you are listening to this on, and make sure to join along on the web at empoweredinmyskin.com so you can be notified when new episodes are available. For now, I'm your girl. Let the show begin. Yes! Yes, this is the Own Your Thrive podcast, the trailer episode. I am so excited to introduce you to this new podcast that I'm launching. And I know that by the time you get to the end of this trailer episode, you are going to be so excited about what's to come. For those of you that know me, then you know that I've been podcasting for quite some time. I've probably been doing it for about 10 years, just on an informal or non-podcast platform. I was using Facebook. I would record videos. I would post them. Really, it would always be about whatever topic was tickling me that day or some inspirational message that I want to leave. But now I have the ability to create a podcast platform for everyone, everywhere, and it's called Own Your Thrive. This podcast is going to be all about helping humans thrive in their lives, because I believe it is our birthright to thrive. I mean, babies come out and they're like, and I believe that we should all just wake up every single morning, birth out in that ready to tackle the world, ready to lead from a place of love, ready to live from a place of love, ready to receive love and give love, feel love, and to thrive in every moment that we have. You see, owning our thrive is about celebrating life in the present moment without our fear of future uncertainties. And we all know that in this world, there's so much to that we could be uncertain about, and we can get so frightened, and it can stall us, and it can prevent us from moving forward. It can make us, you know, miss a moment that could have been precious, and it could prevent us from receiving love. It could prevent us from giving love. And so, yeah, while it's human nature to feel uncertain, why does it have to take us away from our thrive and rob us of our creativity and throw us off balance? So I want to help everyone really try to keep those moments to a minimum. I'm not going to be able to eradicate them, because I can't even eradicate them in my own life. But I certainly know that over the last 4 years, as I've really been focusing on what makes me thrive and tools to keep me in my thrive, and when I know I'm thriving and helping other people thrive, lights me up and feels great. And so I know that this is the direction I need to go in to really formalize this, you know, a place where I can post content and interview people and bring ideas and bring experts and help you figure out what you need to add to your toolkit to help you thrive more. So if we can recognize that thriving is a choice and accept all that is, then you're going to get a lot from all of the episodes that I plan to post, because we have the ability to step into clarity and be in the present moment. And I really do hope that as you listen to these podcasts, that you come in ready to receive, that you will be operating in the moment, you know, from a place of clarity. And so therefore you'll be able to take in the information, and you'll know what can serve you. And you know how you can even take what we're sharing and enhance it even more. And you also know that our now is all that we have. And so, you know, as you listen, you recognize that there's a greater purpose that is possible when you take stuff that is to enrich your life and help you continue to move forward. And in our now is where our infinite resides. And so I'm going to enjoy every episode, because I know that I'm there with you in that moment, working hard to help enrich and enhance and elevate your life. And so that's what this podcast should be doing for you. And I hope that you'll feel it. I know that I'm extremely excited. For those of you that don't know me, a little bit about me. I am a entrepreneur. I am a professional bodybuilder in the International Federation of Bodybuilding. I compete as a women's physique competitor. I am an executive in technology at one of Canada's largest financial institutions. My background got me, and my background in school is what got me there. I studied math and computer science. I am first generation, and my parents are Nigerian descent, and I typically say I'm a proud Canadian Nigerian. I embrace both cultures wholeheartedly. I'm very proud of my heritage and so excited about, you know, the level of discipline that my parents have instilled in both my brother and I, and really proud of where they've come from and how that has then helped shape me. And over and above that, I'm an author. I am a motivational speaker. Just this year, or just past year, 2019, really had a couple really proud moments. One that ended up going viral. I competed in a speaking competition called Speaker Slam, and the theme was on identity. And one of my thriving concepts is mantras is you matter. And my speech was about that, and it went viral, hitting the four corners of the world with over 3.5 million views. And then later on the year, just really wanting to get to a place where, you know, I knew that sharing some of my most painful places is one about liberating myself from the pain of the experience, but two, helping, but more so helping somebody else somewhere with that story, because I believe that through our stories, through our experiences, our shared experiences, we are more alike than we are different. And so it's connecting to people that I couldn't even, that I don't even know exist, and helping them be able to thrive through my storytelling. So that happened this past year, and both videos went viral. And so that has now made me a viral sensation. Yes, that's great. Another great credential to add to my resume. So I am also the founder and CEO of Empowered on My Skin, which is the production of this podcast. And I founded Empowered on My Skin in a time in my life when I was feeling really good and felt a mission birthing to help people everywhere around the world to feel the same way. Because I lived a very big portion of my life not feeling good in the skin that I was in. And there were times where I actually tried to scrub the skin, hoping that I'd wake up lighter, maybe possibly on the light shade. You know, for those of you that don't know me, can't see me, I am a brown skin sister, and I am now very, very happy to be in the skin I am, but I'm more happy about the human that I'm becoming. I can often be heard saying that when I walk into a room, I am a human being first, because we all are. And so I'm human just like you. And God then happened to make me female. He happened to make me black. He happened to give me the parents I have. He happened to give me the environment I grew up in. He happened to give me the skills and talents and abilities that live all inside of me. And everything else was just happenstance. But first and foremost, I am a human. And I believe that everyone has that same right to be treated with that same level of respect and commonality that we all share. Because at the end of the day, strip everything, put us in a dark room, and the only thing that's really common about us is that we are human beings first. So that's important to me. And that's why I founded Empowered on My Skin. So it was birth, and it's evolved, and it's merged, and it's actually now become who I am. I walk with an empowerment, with an empowered feeling in the skin that I'm in. I live and love to be empowered. I do it scared most of the time, let's be real. but I've gone to the point where that charges me up versus silencing me and holding me back. And I recognize just through shared life experiences that there's so many other people that may not even be at the level that I'm at. And I know that I still have levels to reach, and that's very exciting. And so I really want to be able to meet everyone at whatever level they are, and making sure that they feel empowered in their skin. And if not, then really just being able to show empathy and compassion, get to understand, get them to understand. I'm learning now. I'm studying more about fear and how fear takes us off our thrive. And I really wanted to get to know fear, you know, and I don't mean no N-O, I mean no, K-N-O-W, no fear, to feel it, to know it, to understand it, and then to move from it. So, you know, that's what I hope that you are, will get from this podcast as I bring on guests. You know, it's always going to be around uncovering what are their fearful places, how do they move and get to a place where they're thriving, what makes them thrive, what makes them light up, what dims their light, what are their non-negotiables, what are their self-care routines, because I truly believe that we thrive when we are taking care of ourselves, and that's so important. And I believe that there's some structure and routine to that process that's required. There's some negotiable, non-negotiables and some boundaries that need to be set. So we'll discuss, we'll get into all of that. And then along the way, I'll bring on experts in health and fitness and technology to really talk about, you know, how those industries can be used and leveraged to help people thrive more in life. And I'm so excited about how I'm going to grow. Every episode, I promise you, is probably going to change my life in some shape or form. Very excited to say that my launch will be with my husband. So looking forward to that, because that's taking us to new spaces. And the first episode might be very uncomfortable, so I won't make it the last time I interview him. I would love to do it again. But I recognize that, one, I want to launch it with a person who's closest to me and who really helps me thrive on a daily basis, and who I'm so excited to know I help them thrive and share a little bit of that with you, the listeners. So that's what I hope you'll come to really love about this podcast, is that you'll be able to walk away with tangible actions that you can take and introduce into your life immediately. I also promised myself that as part of thriving, things happen. Okay, I'm going to say it. Shit happens. So shit's going to happen on the podcast. I'm going to be interviewing somebody. We're going to make a mistake. We're going to make a boo-boo, but we're going to move through it, right? And as a result of that, I want you to actually truly experience me growing through this podcast experience until I become really, really great at it. Because that's life. How you're meeting me now, you're thinking, oh, wow, she's podcast. There's been a lot of work that you haven't seen that's got me here today. And on this podcast, I want you to actually see the work that is going to be needed to get to a point where, wow, this is such a professional production. So we're just going to be very minimal editing, if any at all. It's really going to be just about recording the episodes and then fitting it into the template that I've created. But all of the and I'm going to get better with my ums. I probably have said a number of them already. There's going to be spaces. There's going to be little F-ups. But I really, truly believe that you need to see that and continue to see us thrive through the episode to the very end, because that's life, right? And so bear with me. There's going to be bumps, but they're going to be exciting. Yes. And I also want to hear from you. Who should I bring on? Do you want to be on? And if you want to be on, there's a process around that. You could check out my website, empoweredinmyskin.com. And I know I'm supposed to say this, so I'm going to, because I'm wrapping this up. Please make sure to share this episode. Share this podcast. Leave a review over on iTunes. Share, like, review, comment, because that's the way we get better. That's the way I can bring you content that you want to hear. That is the way I'm going to help you stay in your thrive. That's how I'm going to stay in mine. Yes. And that's how we're going to do it together. Because together we are so much better. And I love you. I thank you for tuning in. I thank you for getting to the end. I'm so excited about all that's going to, because I have no idea. I really don't know what is going to happen with this podcast, but I'm excited. And I hope you are too. So it's your girl. And for now, I'm out. Boop. So there you have it. I hope you're thriving. and thoroughly enjoyed this episode. And remember, whatever medium you are listening to this on, please subscribe, like, review, and share this podcast with somebody else that you think could benefit from the tips that were delivered. Because when we share, that is truly when we have the capacity and the power to change the world. It's been awesome hanging with you. It's your girl, and I'm out.